No matter how good a housekeeper you are, it's not easy to keep stink bugs from ruining your image.
Yeah, I remember this fall I had house guests, and when they arrived at like 8-ish in the evening, I said, okay, as of 7 o'clock when I last swept the room, there were no stink bugs in there, but I'm not guaranteeing that there aren't any now or that you won't find some during the night, because we did have a lot of them.
That's Pat Hipkins of Newport, Virginia.
Plus, they have nasty little poop, so you go up to a guest room that you were trying to get ready for company, and there'd be little brown spots all over the covers and bedspreads, and be like, ugh, window ledges and stuff like that. So just kind of a pain having them around.
So Hipkins gladly took part in a study comparing three different kinds of stink bug traps. One store-bought, the others homemade.
We got a lot of stink bugs, and the one trap was way more effective than the others.
The winning stink bug trap turned out to be a low-tech, low-cost device made from everyday items. Virginia Tech PhD student John Agner ran the study with what he calls citizen scientists like Hipkins collecting the data. He says the trap design is not a new idea. It's similar to one his dad used to trap fleas.
This is a 100% recycled aluminum pan. I think we paid $2 for it.
The typical turkey
roasting? Typical turkey roasting pan. This is a rectangle pan. And then this desk lamp was purchased at Walmart, $5. It's just a simple desk lamp with a 13-watt CFL bulb. And so we pour about a half gallon of water in it, and then shine the desk lamp towards the water, and then mix in a little Dawn dish detergent, and then shake it up with your hand and leave it sit.
To the brown marmorated stink bug, the soft glow of a light bulb illuminating the water looks the way an ad for a winter vacation getaway looks to us. A sunny place to flock to and possibly find a mating partner. But like a vacation package that doesn't deliver as promised, the light is just a lure and the soapy water a trick.
They touch that substrate, they can't get out. You know, they can orient themselves to some of these other traps, but they can get on the outside of the trap, and then they can leave.
The turkey pan stink bug trap proved 14 times more effective than the other models.
You know, not a glorious demise by any means, but, you know, I'm an entomologist. I don't have a problem with them.
For the 2-year study, the light was switched on at 7 p.m. and off at 7 a.m. using timers. It's important to be sure there's no way the lamp could get knocked into the water, but that's about it for any safety hazard for humans. No chemical pesticides involved. Agner says that's surprising to the people who call the university's cooperative extension to ask what they can do about stink bugs in the house.
And the first thing that people ask is, what can I spray? Well, that's not necessarily what you want to do in your house. Do you want to live with a pesticide in your house? Even in agriculture, that's not the first thing we reach for.
And it's in agriculture where stink bugs are taking a huge bite. They were first seen in Pennsylvania in 2001, stowaways from Asia. It's that same tendency to seek shelter indoors that makes them excellent travelers. By 2008 and 2009, they were gaining a foothold.
And then in 2010, that was the big outbreak year.
Tracy Leskey is with the Tree Fruit Research Lab in West Virginia and the research leader of the Brown Marmorated Stink Bug Working Group. She says in 2010, the Mid-Atlantic Apple Trade Association calculated a $37 million loss from stink bugs. Figures aren't available for damage to other U.S. crops, but the bugs don't discriminate. They go after a huge variety of fruits and vegetables, from farmland to home gardens. Leskey's been studying how different wavelengths of light affect stink bugs' behavior. She thinks one reason the turkey pan trap turned out to be the most effective might be because it uses a broad-spectrum light bulb, not an LED.
LED lights are unidirectional. They're only sending the light in one direction. And so it makes it a little bit more difficult for the bug to perceive that light compared with a light bulb that is just basically illuminating, you know, the death trap of the water beneath. And so it's very attractive to the bug.
Leskey says the working group is studying how the bugs behave in order to learn how to control them, not eradicate them, something she says is nearly impossible anyway. One promising approach is a predator native to China. The non-stinging wasp that preys on the stink bug is now under quarantine in labs around the U.S. They're being evaluated before they can be released into the environment. But that won't be in time for this year's mating season, which is going on right now. The lengthening daylight is drawing the strongest stink bugs back outdoors, while the weaker ones continue to laze around the house and mess up the place. So Pat Hipkins is still using her turkey pan traps.
I mean, I'm still catching a fair number of them. So when they stop showing up, I'll put the stuff away till next, January, February, and then I'll put it out again.
But don't try using the light traps in autumn when the bugs get the cue to head indoors. They won't work as the days grow shorter and the sunlight wanes. That's because stink bugs are attracted to light in spring only, when the lengthening days signal the time for mating. And entomologists know the brown marmorated stink bug prefers to do that with the lights on. I'm Robbie Harris.